Hour number two, Darren Donican, Chase, live at Patron Platinum Club here inside Bridgestone Arena. Predators and Colorado Avalanche tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop. Pete Weber and Hal Gill will have your call here on these airwaves. I will have your pregame starting at 6 o'clock, unless anything changes. But as of right now, nothing has changed. And anytime we're here on a Predators game day, our broadcast is brought to you by Hermitage Design Center, the professional source for lighting, hardware, appliance, custom kitchens, and baths. Go to their website, GoHermitage.com. The Predators have made a bunch of moves, though. They have called up a lot of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
A lot. Like Rocco Grimaldi, like Cody Glass, like Cole Smith, Matthew Olivier. And then, oh, by the way, their head coach, Carl Taylor, and assistant coach, Scott Ford. Also read where it looked like Scotty Nichol was down there on the bench in morning skate. So,
not surprised. I figured
saw
he
that
might
on
be
Twitter.
In the fold. Nick Kiprios just tweeting this out. The Florida Panthers are now dealing with COVID issues. As of now, their game versus the LA Kings tonight has not been postponed. Kings entire group has just been tested and awaiting results. Huh. And that was actually quote tweeted by Predators forward Nick Cousins, who says, pause the season until after Christmas, question mark. This is ridiculous.
Huh. Interesting. That was from Nick Cousins?
Yep. Hmm.
Let's bring in our man, Pat Sperduto. Been with the Kansas City Chiefs for 12 years. Was a coach for the Titans for many, many years. Been an NFL, in the NFL for over two decades. And used to be the head coach of the Nashville Cats twice, both stints. He now joins us. Pat, before we get into asking people for their help, what do you make of the whole Urban Meyer story in Jacksonville, which, by the way, will now be a trivia question? Who was the team that he last faced in his last ever NFL game as a head coach? It'll be, your answer will be, the Tennessee Titans.
Well, I was not I was not in the situation, so I don't know all the details of what went on down there. So I it would be hard for me to comment on something that I really don't know. I don't follow them because they weren't on our schedule. You know, I obviously I've been around Urban when he was at Florida and then at Ohio State. He was an outstanding college coach, obviously. Did, you know, he put together some really good football teams, and I just think the college game is extremely different from the pro game. Some guys can make that transition, and some guys struggle with it. You know, recruiting is definitely different than actually, you know, getting players in the draft where, you know, you get a turn and then you don't get another turn until 32 teams, you know, until 31 other teams make their pick, you know. So it's definitely different. And I, like I said, I wasn't there, so it's hard for me to actually comment on what went on down there, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, if you – look, you don't have to – it's not like you're the one putting all these all the stuff that's happened on his watch in Jacksonville. I just – I guess I should have phrased it this way. People that are in the NFL business – have to be a little bit embarrassed by, you know, what they're reading or hearing about what went on in a short amount of time in Jacksonville. I mean, you know, kicking his kicker in the leg, and the stuff he was saying to assistant coaches, and I mean, just the list goes on and on. Confrontations with coaches and players on the team, the disconnect of him not even acting like he knew what the heck was going on. When his players were playing, when they weren't. I just have to believe people in the business, people in the NFL, have to be extremely embarrassed by this. Because they're like, how did this guy get hired?
It's a different game. You're dealing with completely different people. When you're coaching in the NFL or, you know, at this level, you're coaching men. You're coaching people who have wives and children of their own, and you're not looking to build up character and build up, you know, a young man and, you know, making him go to class and making him go to there's no more, Gary Gibbs, an old friend of mine, said this one time, the NFL is a grown man's league. And if you're not a grown man, you're going to have a hard time being in the NFL. If you're still a kid, And as a coach, if you think you're dealing with kids, it's just a different game. It's a different deal. It's not you. Again, some of your play. Look at the Bucks. You have a 40 plus old quarterback with kids that are, are grown up. I mean, it's not. You're not dealing with kids. You're not dealing with 17, 18, 19, 20 year olds. You're dealing with men who have families of their own, and who have obligations to their families, and now. You don't hold their future in your hands because basically, they're grown men who are earning a living off of this. It's a business to them, So it's very different. It's a different atmosphere. It's a different approach that you have to have. And I didn't see all of the rumors and stuff, so I don't know, about kicking somebody or something like that, but it's a different deal. You're not dealing with 18-year-olds that you can kind of play in their head a little bit. These are grown men that, yeah. When they leave, they're going to hug their wife and put their kids to bed or read them a book,
Yeah. It was Josh Lambeau, their former kicker, who said, I guess, during one of their stretch drills, and he just came up to him and gave him a swift kick in the leg. So pretty interesting. Yeah, I know. That's what I think most people's reaction are like, really? So, when are the stories going to come out in college? How many players are going to come out and say, yeah, he did that to me every day? I have a feeling this is, how this works. But anyway, let's ask people for help. We're going to be, there's a couple places where you can help. You're going to tell everybody about Neighbors with Zach Piller. I'll make sure to put out where we're going to be next Wednesday. But what are we looking for this year to hand out on Christmas morning?
Well, it's first, I want to say again, thanks to 102.5 The Game for all they do. Since you guys got on board, especially you, Darren, you kind of have grabbed the flag and made this even bigger than when we started. So I thank you, and Willie knows how much I think of him and his family and you and your family. And what we've done every Christmas day is we've tried to make the lives of people who are less fortunate than us a little bit better. We go out as a big group, and we bring meals that are provided by Yogi's Pizzeria in Creve Hall to the homeless. And we feed the homeless that Christmas morning from, 9 to whenever we're done. Could be 1, 2, could be 12. Whenever we get done, when the last thing is given out, that's when we stop. But Yogi's Pizzeria has provided meals for us every year. And then, and this year we're trying to make sure that we can give them some things to make their winter a little more comfortable, because although we've had some decent weather the last few days, it's going to get cold and they're going to need some help. And in the past we've given out clothes and stuff like that. This year, because of COVID, we have some restrictions that we have to follow, and we're asking your listeners again to rise to the challenge, and they'll have two chances to help us. One will be this Saturday between 10 and 2 o'clock at Neighbors in Germantown at 313 Jefferson Street, or Neighbors Sylvan at 4425 Murphy Road, both in Nashville. Zach Piller and his wife Victoria have allowed us to create drop-off points at both those places on Saturday between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We'd love you to drop off new because of COVID, new sweatshirts, preferably bigger sizes, just because it works as a layer for some of the people and gives them a chance to add another layer of clothing. So large or bigger sweatshirts, warm socks, any type of an athletic sock, a wool sock, anything that's going to keep their feet warm. Again, they have to be new. Gloves, preferably bigger sizes. Again, have to be new. And finally, knit hats. And they also have to be new. And what we're going to do is when we get it all together, obviously this Saturday and then again at your remote next week at Music City Mercedes or Mercedes of
Mercedes-Benz of Music City. Yep.
Mercedes-Benz of Music City on the 22nd. That's two opportunities for you to just run by. Like I said, you can go by any of these big box stores And if you can get a sweatshirt, you know, for $10, hook us up, and we'll make sure it gets to somebody who needs it a lot more than us. And we could never thank your listeners for all the way they stand up to the challenge every year and help out. I can't thank them enough. And just so they know, it's going to something really good, and they're making a difference.
Yep. Not that we need to be reminded, but it's amazing how many people who listen to the show reach out before we've said anything yet and say, are you still doing it this year? Are you doing, you know, so they understand the drill, and we certainly appreciate that. Yes, Mercedes-Benz of Music City, we will be at next Wednesday. That's December 22nd. We'll be doing our show there. It's at 734 Envious Lane in Nashville. So hit up those two neighbors' addresses, and if you can, anything you can do to help out is greatly appreciated. Pat, thank you so much for your time. As always, we will chat tomorrow.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks, right. Chase.
That is
see you, Pat.
That is Pat Sperduto. Always good to catch up with him. And just a little hint, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. I know that the time is Saturday. People have already been. They'll take it if you just pop into Neighbors. I shouldn't say that, but if you pop in like today and drop off stuff, Zach and his staff will take it. They've got a bin.
I got a bin.
If you're in the neighborhood. Yeah, I'm just saying if you're in the neighborhood.
If you're in the neighborhood. Yeah, there you go.
Stop it at Neighbors. It's good. They'll take it. Just thought I'd throw that in there. All right, we'll come back and get into a lot of stuff. We've got the Urban Meyer stuff. We've got the Predators stuff. We've got Titans stuff. More coming here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. You can tune in all day Friday as we give away... We, ESPN 102.5 The Game, give away free beer and burgers. Yeah, do I have your attention now? Courtesy of Joyland in East Nashville. Listen for your cue tomorrow and text the keyword in when you hear it to our text line, which is 615-737-1025. Our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com for you to be qualified to win a Joy Bear. And Joyland's new Smash Burger Deluxe, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Did I say that correct?
You did.
Joy Bear? It's Free Beer Friday, delivered by Joyland in East Nashville. Back here on the DDC. Good stuff from Deontay Foreman to finish up the first hour. We had a good conversation with Jerry Hamilton, national recruiting analyst, Texas A&M, gets top billing. He was very complimentary of Tennessee. And what Josh Heupel and his staff did. Obviously, we had Clark Lee on yesterday. He was happy about his class. So, pretty interesting. They're saying 70 to 75% of these players are all making their decision yesterday, which does not make the one in February the big day anymore.
No.
It
doesn't matter.
Even my Kentucky math tells me that not that February isn't important, it's just not as big as yesterday was. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
because most kids.
I kind of want to get him back on because I want to hear his rant.
Yeah, I'm too. I'm kind of curious. Like, what? Why does he not like it so much?
I think my whole thing on it is why not just move the day up to December and let's get over this whole early signing day and let's just make it one day. You know, like or one national signing day, and then you can. You'll still sign people after that, but like, let's just—I don't understand why there's two now. You know, it's kind of like remember how baseball, after years and years and years, finally got rid of this, but they had the trade deadline and then they had the second trade deadline, the waiver trade deadline, and it was like, what are we doing? Why is that a thing? Like, it's stupid. Just have one deadline. That's just kind of how I feel. What I feel it should be, at this point.
I talked to someone yesterday. That is pretty tied into Major League Baseball, pretty tied into the Atlanta Braves. And I said, is Freddie Freeman a foregone conclusion? He's like, oh, no, it's not a foregone conclusion. I said, well, what would you assess like his odds of returning percentage-wise? What? Because I have a certain member on our show, a friend of mine, said it was 100% lock. What? He's like, oh. Your friend is misinformed. It is not 100% lock. Care to guess the percentage?
Hmm. 75.
Nope. Too high.
50?
65%.
Wow.
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 And I think when you did that, I was like, let's slow down there, big fella. And you're like, oh, no, I'm not listening to you. This is done. He's going to be the first signing right out of the gates. This is done. I'm not going to listen to you.
I felt that way.
Well, I know I did. Yeah.
I felt that
way. I was like, Chase, slow down there.
Do I know this person?
I know you're caught up in the tomahawk chop, and you know they just won the World Series, and I get it. You're still caught up in the parade. I get it.
I need to talk to this person.
But this is not as easy as you make it out to be.
Yeah. Listen.
He said, I still think it's going to get done, but this is by far not a slam dunk at all.
I am surprised that they are, because what I believe is they are far off on the sixth year, and it sounds like some of the money. And that the money part doesn't necessarily surprise me because, you know, the Braves don't have the payroll like a Yankees or, you know, the Yankees or Boston or the Dodgers, you know, they're just like, here you go, you know, fill the check out. But Freddie's different. Freddie is your modern day Chipper Jones. Like, he is the guy that he is your franchise. You've built it around him. He played with you through some bad teams when he was in the prime of his career and could have very easily said, hey, no, I'm not going to be a part of a rebuild. Trade me. You know, or didn't wouldn't re-sign. So he stuck with you, and I think it's only right to stick with him. And not take a key piece off your team. I mean, he's still a really good player for your team. So I still think it gets done, but I am surprised that they're far off on some things. Clearly they got to get the league stuff worked out now. But interesting, 65%. That's
65%
makes me nervous.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be so like
you weren't nervous when you kept telling me I'll. Be quiet, Darren. Be quiet. I know.
I had to be confident, you know?
Oh, well, you were confident, and I was like,
and I still am confident that it gets done. I still believe it's going to get done. Freddie Freeman will be an Atlanta Brave for his entire career. I still believe that.
All right.
All right. My heart of hearts.
Do we have the breaking news sounder, Elijah?
That is no.
Well, I mean, I was going to give I'm going to give you a second, and we'll have a. There we go.
There it is.
That's not bad.
Had to get
putting
my
you on
dig.
The spot.
I'm only sweating a little bit.
Nah, I knew you had it.
See, Elijah's going to learn like I did because you're notorious for doing that. That any page on your little hotkey associated with this show, you'll have the breaking news on.
There you go.
I'll just put on my everyone here. Page is going to have the breaking news sounder.
This is kind of breaking news. You can add assistant coach Dan Hino now to the COVID list. That wipes out the entire coaching staff of the Nashville Predators.
Hang on. David Poyle's calling me. Yeah. Hey, David. You need me to coach tonight?
No.
Yeah,
you're not.
Sure.
You're not coaching.
Power play? I can do that.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Look, if they're going to have you on the bench.
Listen, if they put me, if it got that desperate.
Then I'm going to give out a free pick.
It got that desperate.
To our listeners. If they're going to put you on the bench, that tells me everything I need to know.
No, let me tell you, this is what I would do. I would go, hey, Roman, hey, you're the coach. You tell me what to do, okay? Here's the puck. Yeah, got you. I'm just going to stand here and look pretty. You got this.
Well, they can they can get anybody to do that then. If you're just
body. If the league states you have to have a head coach, I mean, I'm happy to do that. But put Crispy on the bench. Come on, let's go. I want to see Crispy.
Say there's some more. We could probably come up with some other names that may fit the bill. So add Dan Hynote now to the COVID list for the Predators. So it looks like tonight.
Carl Taylor.
It'll be Carl Taylor, who was their head coach in Milwaukee, his assistant Scott Ford, and Scotty Nickel will serve on the bench
tonight.
That's
kind of what it feels like.
And I guess since they've put out Dan Hynote has entered protocol, that there's no more players, because that would, I would assume, be out there as well. And so I guess with that being said, if there's no more players, then I guess it's going to be game on. I feared if there was another positive test on the player side,
yeah,
that the league was going to have to step in and say, well, not the league. The league, I'm sure the Predators are going, hey, like the Islanders, Barry Trotz are going, hey, could you shut us down?
Yeah.
Could you postpone tonight?
At what point?
And tomorrow in Chicago.
But at what point, because we read the tweet earlier of the Florida Panthers, you know, they have a situation. At what point, if it keeps spreading league-wide, does the league have to say, hey, we got to take a timeout?
I don't know.
Because, let's just be honest, they ain't going to the Olympics.
Well, okay, so that's where I would look. You know where I've been saying. So, to me, if this continues, I think the decision has to be made.
Yeah.
Like, guys.
And I know the players have to do
like,
it. But.
Guys, right. Like, okay, we'll massage this and can you can make the announcement.
Right.
That's fine. And say it's your decision. But we now have to use that 3-week window.
Yeah.
I would say that's got to be in heavy discussions. 3-week window now that was going to be off is probably now going to be used as makeup time. Right?
Yeah.
Makeup game time.
Which makes it easy if they truly have that 3 weeks.
Because they don't want to be going to again, stretching this thing way out. Well, there's barely an off season because now they're trying to get 82 games in.
Yeah.
Right? Or you don't want to shorten the season.
Right.
You don't want to cancel.
No.
You don't want those games to be now labeled as canceled,
right,
instead of postponed.
Right. You don't want that. But because they have that 3-week window that they can reschedule and put these games in there, which is good. That helps them out. But they're going to have to decide soon on the Olympics. But it's just and I get the frustration of people. With, you know, the Islanders had to power through, and now the Preds are powering through, but Calgary gets shut down, and you've had other teams shut down, Ottawa, and it's like, this is stacking up. You know, the good news is that the players haven't, you know, there seems to be no new positive tests, which is good. No reports of that.
Well,
so,
like I said, if they're going to put that out about Dan Hynote, yeah. I would suspect if another player or players had tested positive, we would know. So my guess is
have they put that out about Dan Hynote, or has that been reported? I mean, I just saw John's tweet.
Well,
so.
I saw Brooks Bratton's
okay.
tweet, and
right.
he works for the Nashville Predators.
He counts.
So. Yeah, he does.
He counts. So,
right? Yes. I mean, so I would think if Brooks is putting that out there, then if there were player news, we would know.
Roman Josi saying, as of now, we're playing tonight, so our focus is to win the hockey game. Josi says the Predators have lots of depth and looking forward to the challenge.
He also said, when asked about the Olympics, that it's up in the air. By the way, they're doing everything by Zoom. Nothing is in person.
Yeah.
He says, it's up in the air. Wait and see. I'm just telling you,
they're not going.
They're not going to the Olympics.
They're not going.
I don't see. I mean, I get it. It's important. And if we're at normal times, then it's a no-brainer. I get it. But
let me ask this question.
This is not going to happen. And oh, by the way, you've got – put aside what we just talked about, where they now need to use probably that 3-week window for makeup time, makeup games, league-wide.
Yeah.
But also you've got the layer of, oh, by the way, if you go to China and you test positive, you don't come home. They're not letting you leave for 3 to 5 weeks.
Right.
So you could be gone 5 weeks if you test positive.
So that raises the question to me. Does the Olympics even happen at all?
Don't know.
Isn't that a fair question at this point? Because this is, you know, this is obviously picking up again. It's not just the NHL. The NFL is dealing with it. The NBA is dealing with it. There's a new variant. And you know, I'm not getting into the whole political discussion with it. But, I mean, does the Olympics happen at this point? I think it's a fair question.
Let's go to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Bicycle Boy wants to weigh in. What's up?
tell us, have they considered Coach Lasso for tonight?
Well, I've never seen an episode of it, so.
Maybe.
I know who plays the character, and yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
I might have to do that.
How is he? How do you think he would do as a coach?
As well as he did coaching the soccer team. Hey, here's my scenario for you. Let's say we get the Super Bowl week, and you know, the teams get there 4 or 5 days early. They do the media stuff, the activities, all that. And all of a sudden, second day, like 10 players from one team and 8 from another team test positive, and among those is the starting quarterback and a couple of the primary receivers and some coaches and equipment guys. What do you think the NFL does?
Well, we already know that what their protocols are that we've been talking about here is we're a little unclear on exactly what the NHL protocols are, because the NFL, it has come out because there's been this rash. It's up to like 80 players now.
Yeah.
In the last like 7 days, that if you've been vaccinated, which most like the NHL, and the NHL is down to just one player left that hasn't, that if you get 2 negative tests in a row, then you're free and clear to rejoin and come back.
Does the NHL have that protocol?
That's what we've been trying to figure out.
Yeah. A lot more money involved if the Super Bowl gets postponed.
Let me just tell you, it would take probably Congress would have to get involved for them to postpone the Super Bowl. It's a good question, though. Yep, it's a good question. And, you know, we can't laugh that off and say, oh, that'll never happen, because it could.
Totally.
But remember, that is also a 2-week window.
Yep.
I'm sure for that stage, they will take every precaution you can imagine. Right?
Yep.
And if something does happen like that's been happening right now, I would say that they will be getting tested quite frequently.
Yeah, and you have...
And they'll be looking for two straight negative tests so they can get back in the fold.
The thing that I'm curious about, does the NHL bring back the taxi squad? Because I kind of feel like at this point, that might be a good idea. The NFL does have that. The NFL has a 16-player.
This is week 15, though. It's not week 3.
No, I know. I'm questioning why they didn't have it to begin with. You know, the NFL did right by keeping the same roster rules as last year with a 16-player practice squad that included veteran players and protects for this very situation. And the NHL did not. And I think that was a mistake. And they're seeing it now, because, you know, the AHL has had their fair share of this, and then getting players from the American League up here to the National Hockey League is obviously a process. So I think it's something that maybe they should look at. So I don't know.
I don't know.
But. This is the world in which we live. And I asked the question yesterday, and I'll continue to ask it. You know, when do we get to a point where it's like, hey, you just got to play through, take some extra precautions with a player that tests positive, but especially if there are no symptoms, you know, where do we get to that point? But this is what it is, minute by minute, day by day.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a really good question. I don't know what it takes to get to that point.
I don't know.
It's
right. Because, I mean, it's obviously very, very serious.
Because you're going to have to get more people involved to say it's okay. But, I mean.
And it's not just you that you're thinking of. Like, there are other people. I mean, it's a huge.
But, I mean, it is a fair question to say, if you have literally you're asymptomatic and you have no symptoms whatsoever.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't know if you didn't test positive, right? Like, that can be the case. Like, you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't have a clue. But since they get tested, it's like you tested positive. And it's like, what?
Yeah. And then there's, you know, there's...
Should you be allowed to continue on if you literally have no symptoms whatsoever?
Right. And, I mean, there's reports, and I'm not a doctor. I'm not claiming to be an expert. But that, you know, even if you got it... and you test positive, you could test, it could be in your system for a while and you still test positive even though you can't spread it anymore.
So we got a text on our personal text line that both of us were included, which is driven, even our own personal text line is driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com, and said, there's no way that if Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes tested positive on a Wednesday, they would play the Super Bowl on a Sunday. And I agree. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they would do every, they would jump through every hoop possible to make sure they were available to play on Sunday.
Right.
Because Wednesday has Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's 4 days.
Yep.
They would figure out in 4 days, unless it just, they couldn't, you know, they couldn't get a negative test. That's one thing. My guess is they would figure out everything in their power to make sure that either TB12 or Mahomes could play.
Yeah, and I think
they're not moving the Super Bowl.
No, I think they would be proactive in that. In that, like, if this situation that we're currently in and you're worried about Omicron or and all those things, there's no media day. They're not going to pack everybody into an arena.
Although, like I said, they'll make concessions elsewhere, but they're not changing the date.
No, no, the Super Bowl will go as planned,
especially on Wednesday. They're not changing the date of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So
they're not going to do a NASCAR move and then say, hey, we'll rerun it Monday.
Right. Yeah, they're not going to do
They're it. Not going to treat it like a NASCAR rainout.
No rain date.
We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah. No, they're not.
And since the Super Bowl's on Monday, we'll have Manning cast.
Now, that I would sign up for. If that's the concession and they say, hey, we're going to move it to Monday, but we'll have Manning cast, I'd be like, okay, I'm good with
that. Have they announced, are they doing Super Bowl?
Manning cast?
Yeah.
No, because NBC has it.
I understand. But, like, ESPN couldn't just turn that into part of just programming for them?
Probably not.
No?
No.
Well, I guess they can't show anything.
Yeah. It would just be Peyton and Eli.
Yeah. And then I guess they would be talking. But, I mean, if you're watching and listening, yeah, I guess you can't make that work, right? There's broadcasting rights and everything. So
yeah. And now.
But could you imagine? Like, I wonder what their numbers would be.
Oh, through the roof. But with the new TV contract, you know, ESPN's in the mix, or will be in the mix.
Yes.
But not for a while. Like, the next, like, this year's NBC, then it goes to Fox, then CBS, then Fox, and then I think the new deal, that's when the new deal kicks in. So ESPN, or ABC, yeah, which would be when ABC has it, then you put the Manning cast on ESPN, on big ESPN. Like, that would be fantastic. 2026, I believe, is when ABC will have it.
Yeah, by then, they'll probably both be in the booth.
Yeah, or Peyton will be
I don't
GM
know.
Or...
Honestly, they probably like it. They like having their full autonomy and doing their own thing. When you have that clout and that power, I mean, why would they want to do things traditionally when they can do things their own way?
How old is Peyton's son?
I don't know.
Peyton might be coaching him by then. Yeah, by then.
Right. Yep. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap the second hour of Darren Donick and Chase. Don't forget, we've got silly underdog picks at high noon. We'll talk to Elliot Freeman at 1 o'clock. Boy, that'll be a good conversation. Stay tuned for that. More coming here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. If you're looking for a place to hang on Sunday and watch the Titans in Pittsburgh take on the Steelers. Corner Pub downtown, not far from where we are. In fact, we could walk there and be there in a couple minutes from where we are. Patron Platinum Club is where we are. But Corner Pub downtown is going to be the site for our pregame show on Sunday from 9:30 until 11:30 a.m. Of course, it's a noon kickoff. And they are located at 151 Fifth Avenue North. And you go in there and you know, have something to eat, have a couple drinks, listen to the pregame show with Jared Stillman, Mark Howard, and forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, and then just stay and hang and watch the Titans Steelers with all the other Titans fans. So it'll be a really cool atmosphere on Sunday. Big game in Pittsburgh. And, oh, by the way, things will have happened. There's a huge game tonight in the AFC landscape, Chiefs, Chargers in L.A., oh, by the way, Patriots and Colts in Indy is Saturday night's game. Oh, by the way, Browns, Raiders takes place on Saturday as well. So things,
it's a big weekend.
Well, think about it. If the Colts lose, Titans, that changes everything, right? A Indianapolis loss and a Titans win.
They win the division. It's done.
That's what I'm saying. So it's going to be very, very interesting by the time they kick off on Sunday. What's happened with three critical AFC games?
Right.
A Browns-Raiders game, a Patriots-Colts game, and tonight Chargers-Chiefs. So we'll find out a little bit more about that. What does that look like? Because it also could change the landscape of the number one seed. What if the Chiefs lose tonight? What if the Patriots lose Saturday? All of a sudden, the number one seed is absolutely in play. It is already.
Well, the Titan.
And then it becomes, that vaults them to the top.
Yeah.
So, very interesting. Our NFL pregame show is brought to you by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, FreedomTireGuys.com, FanDuel, E2 Roofing, Hillside Medical, Social Furniture, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe here at Patron Platinum Club. Willie Donick now joins into the mix. Willie, have you thought about that? Like, what could be going through the minds of the Titans? Because by the time they go out for warm-ups at Heinz Field, they're going to know some things about the lay of the land in the AFC and their division.
Yes, clinching scenarios for sure. And I think Mike Vrabel, you'll hear all the right things from him in terms of, you know, staying focused on the task at hand. Just
control what you can control.
Exactly. But they're human. Everybody will know.
Yep.
But you got to love having clinching scenarios. You could have a lot locked up. Also, there's a huge game tonight, as you mentioned, for another reason. Chase and I have a lot of Chargers in the lineup tonight for our first playoff game in our vaunted fantasy league. But that's
a
side note.
Yes, we do. No, and the people care about that, especially our quarterback, Justin Herbert.
Lots of people. Thinking about bringing it up to Chris and Kelly, too, just see what they think. I know they care a lot.
Swing and a miss.
So you guys,
are you guys ready for the underdog draft?
Yeah.
Herbert, Mike Williams, the Chargers kicker.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So, okay,
Chiefs defense has been playing really, really well. That is going to be something to watch.
Yeah, but no Chris Jones.
The Chargers. That's a difference maker. He's a difference maker. He might be the number one difference maker on that defense.
Probably.
Willie, I was reminded, you know, because I forgot too. Last year, we didn't do a draft. We just did the week by week because we have the NFL. So we did whatever bowl games are available that week plus NFL games.
Okay. Would you like to do it that way? Is that the best way to do it?
Well, I think that's what we're doing. I think that's what we decided. Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we're just going every week.
Okay, good. Let's do it.
So you can pick games up to Wednesday.
Yeah.
Of next week, yeah. Right? For on the bowl side.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're having this discussion.
Yeah. Well, we did this last year and then we pick it up.
Yeah, that makes sense. I had forgotten about that. You're right. I'm sure my deputy commissioner was ready to remind me of that in the next few minutes if you guys
he would just listen to the crowd. He's a follower.
The people's
champ. He's just going to let the crowd dictate it.
He's the people's champ.
Like what happened whenever I was gone. Just listen to the crowd. He's not in charge.
You're not bitter.
That's how you win re-election, Darren.
Re-election.
It's called politics.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that. If we're going to bring politics into it, which
we shouldn't do. Let's not say we did.
So you guys hearing anything from downstairs? You guys are at the arena. I'm at home. Of course.
No, I'm not sure I'm allowed downstairs right now.
Yeah, we've actually heard that. So there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
Well, the one note that has come out, I guess, publicly is that on top of everything they announced yesterday is that Dan Hynode has entered the COVID list. So that wipes out their entire coaching staff. So now it is fully a Milwaukee coaching staff, and I'm not sure if they'll add anybody else.
Well, Scott Nichol was on the bench during morning skate. So
that's who I thought they would call upon He has done it before. He obviously knows the personnel. Carl Taylor is an outstanding coach as well. I think if you take a look at the guys that are going to be in the lineup tonight, he's coached a large, large number of those guys coming through Milwaukee. And I go back to something that this team has leaned on a lot, that powerhouse Milwaukee team of two seasons ago that got shut down before they had a chance to play for a championship. But they absolutely wiped the floor with the AHL. Carl Taylor was the coach of that team, and a lot of those guys in the lineup tonight are going to be in there. So I think they can get by. This is a really, really tough set of circumstances for the team. And, of course, you just keep your fingers crossed that there's not another thing around the corner, right? We know how this virus works, and we know how around the league there's advanced protocols everywhere. So I still think, you know, you just hope that everything goes smoothly and they can actually play this game. But, you know, playing the game, this is going to be one heck of a test. You're playing an outstanding team in the Avalanche that right now isn't dealing with nearly what the Predators are. And we know there's around the league a lot of teams that are going through it right now.
Basically, what we're getting told is Chase and I will get to know each other really well today and tonight, because it sounds like it's just going to be us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Us and, in fact, I cleaned up our room.
Us and the people.
I spent all morning cleaning up our room, and it sounds like I can't even show it off to anybody. Like, you can't see what I did, and we're not going to be able to show it off to anybody.
Wow. Do you still have the Craignog? Do you still have the Craignog poster?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything's here.
I mean, it's the
holidays. Cleaning supplies. I'm not kidding. I scrubbed down the place. It's really nice, but it's just going to be just to impress Chase, I guess, the new boss.
Well, I am impressed, yes.
But nobody else. Sounds like it's just going to be us.
What is it with the wows?
he has definitely gotten me over on wows.
Wow.
Not just a wow, an Owen Wilson wow, which is just 10 times funnier than anybody else saying wow.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wow.
Willie, tell everybody about Loan Pronto, and then we'll come back with Silly Underdogs.
Okay, let's do that. Loan Pronto, of course, is eyeing 2022 and asking the question, do you want to have your finances in tip-top shape? Well, there's a way that they can help you with that, because they have the zero-cost refi. Lots of great options for you, either the home equity loan or just basically refinance and improve your finances with a much lower mortgage rate. Everybody would love to pay a little bit less on their mortgage rate. And if you haven't done it and you've waited all the way, it's not too late to do it before the end of 2021. Home values here are skyrocketing. That means right now is the best time to take some cash out of your home's equity. If you want to go to the next step, if you need some cash, Loan Pronto right now is the place to call. They can fast track your home refi, get you a check for 50, 60, 70 grand or more. And if you call now, Loan Pronto can even pay your closing costs. So get cash out now. If you've got some bills to pay, they can get a check in your hand. You can pay off some credit card bills. Maybe you've got other finances you need to pay off. Maybe you just want to get your holiday expenses ready to go. Maybe you want to reinvest in your home and get that new kitchen or bathroom or swimming pool that you've been dreaming about. It's a great project to work on right now. Now's the time to access that equity while rates are still really low. Loan Pronto's refis can close in 2 weeks. The process is easy. Call Loan Pronto now. Put that equity in your home to work towards financial freedom. 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780. Or go to loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender. NMLS 166-1781. Subject to lender approval. Not all loans apply.